Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits. Hold
on. That was Louis Tomlinson and Steve Aoki on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Thank you for joining us today. And I make a point of saying us because Jason is back.
I'm back.
You left me, Jason.
I did, yeah. Sorry about that.
I rely on you every week to be here.
I was busy wiping my nose.
You left me. Where were you?
Oh, I've just noticed the music.
Where were you, Jason? The show was a lot poorer without you, to be honest.
No, I don't believe that and for 1 second.
I'm sorry that it took me so long to realise that. I mean, it truly means that I've just taken you for granted this whole time. I shouldn't have done that, and I was an absolute fool. I mean, what could I do for you to forgive me? I'm a lesser man without you. And more importantly, I'm a lesser radio presenter.
Well.
A lot of pressure on you for us to be good today, though. Because obviously it was rubbish last week, so people go, oh,
so
it must
got,
be the...
we got up the ante today.
No, we can just get on with our normal shenanigans, really. Just music is more appropriate for. We'll eat spice again, fluff away around basic conversations and just put together a rubbish 3 hours of radio broadcasting.
Ace, I love it. Let's do it.
One other good reason it's good for you to be here is because I'll actually concentrate on the radio show and not just watch rom-coms in between the songs.
Is that
like
what last week?
Pretty much. Welcome back, Jason.
I don't take you for a rom-com kind of guy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you ever want to seduce me, whack on Love Actually. Here's Ike and Tina Turner with Nutbush City Limits on Sedgemoor FM.
Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That is Ed Sheeran with Galway Girl on Sedgemoor FM. Yes, it does sound like Bewitched. And this is your Saturday evening show with Charlie. We're going to have Spandau Ballet coming up next. But first, I love talking to people, which is exactly... It's exactly why Jason's here.
That's why I'm here.
Jason,
I'm only here for you to talk to me. That's the deal.
Pretty much, really. Because we offer branches out. You could get in touch with us if you wanted to. It's now time for the part of the show inspired by children's TV, where we read out the correspondence sent into the show during the week. It's time for... Postbag Chats, Postbag Chats, Postbag Chat. It's Postbag Chats. Okay, boys and girls, thank you so much for getting in touch during the week. Jason, have we got any correspondence?
We don't have any listeners, Charlie.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know what to... Oh, wait a minute. I've got a letter in my bag.
Oh,
I was
yeah?
meant to post it earlier. Well, the letter's not for me. It's for my neighbour.
Oh.
You know when you get the wrong address through, you're meant to put a return to sender. It's been 6 or 7 weeks where we've not got correspondence. If I don't have any correspondence myself, surely I can just read someone else's.
Oh, no.
If you think this is wrong, email now. Email anything. A smiley face, a poem, one word. No pictures, though. That would just be vulgar. Email studio at sedgemoorfm.co.uk.
Good.
So next, if I don't get any correspondence, I will just read out other people's mail. I think we should do maybe a song or an incentive for the boys and girls to get in touch.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think just a mention is enough. Maybe a round of applause.
Yeah,
the leftover spice from when we stopped doing Celebrate Saturday. Let us know.
Give them the spoon that we eat the spice off.
Oh, that'd be lovely. That could go for literally no pounds. So let us know, because I'm determined to read out some actual emails next week, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Actually, forget boys, forget the kids' TV stuff. Just email in now. Studio at sedgemoorfm.co.uk. Studio at sedgemoorfm.co.uk.
Anything. Just anything.
Thanks,
just
boys and
let
girls.
Let us know you're there.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Calvin Harris with Frank Ocean and a song called Slide on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Thanks for joining us today. And Jason is also here too. Hello. Now, I've had an idea, Jason.
Oh, never a good idea.
Exactly. I know that phrase normally worries you. But this time next week, it's going to be Easter Saturday.
Yes.
Because it's really flown by. And for most people, that's a time of gorging on chocolates, watching The Wizard of Oz, going to make a roast, but not being sure if that's something exclusive to Christmas or not. Now, Easter starting also means something ending.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Lent.
Oh, yeah, I guess
have you partaken in Lent? I'm guessing not if you've forgotten about it.
I can't say it's something I do, actually.
So it's just the 40 days and 40 nights to give up something. No, I didn't do that. But to make us seem like heroes and also to jump on a bandwagon...
Heroes, yeah.
I want us to join in. So let's give something up for just 1 week.
Just 1 week.
And then next week we'll kind of catch up with each other, talk about how we've done, sort of like a mini Lent, a little Lent.
A little Lent. Oh yeah, let's call it a little. I like that.
So what would you like to give up?
Do you know what? I can give up Red Bull. Let's do that.
Red Bull. Okay, and I'm going to give up chocolate.
Chocolate.
Now, I know that's been made easier by the fact that they've moved the vending machines and I don't know where it is.
But over Easter.
Yeah, no, up until Easter, not over Easter. So I get to eat all the chocolates from next Sunday. And the only time I eat chocolate is normally after this show. So as long as I just walk out of here and don't find where, I should be all right. So best of luck. Next week, I'm going to be craving chocolate. Jason's going to be really tired.
Yeah.
And we're going to just be giving up stuff for our little Lent.
Oh, cool. I like that.
It's brilliant. Also, well, it's either that or we can just sort of 1 week before the London Marathon start training for that. So I think instead, this is going to be a little bit easier. Leading us up to the news is Callum Scott on Sedgemoor FM.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That was Lord with Greenlight on Sedgemoor FM. And I'm Charlie. Hello. It is now time for something that me and Jason dread. Jason, hello.
Hey.
Are you ready?
No.
Okay, last week you managed to avoid this because you were ill.
I did, yeah.
I managed to cheat and eat cake sprinkles instead. It's time for the last ever Celebrate Spice with the Saturdays. Right now on another station, they are celebrating Saturday with a Spice Girl. So it's time for us to do the opposite-ish. What we're going to do is take a teaspoon of spice each while talking about a local event. And it's the last one. So we're going to be attempting something we've been avoiding doing it for a while. We're going to be doing...
I'm just dropping spice
cinnamon.
In the studio right now.
You've got the cinnamon there, haven't you? Where's my spoon gone?
Your spoon's around here somewhere, right?
Oh no, here it is. Brilliant. Okay, so...
Well, I'm putting in a little bit extra flair on mine.
Oh, okay. What, you're mixing them up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mix mine up as well.
I got a little bit of paprika as well.
Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Okay, ready when you go. Talk about your local events.
Okay.
Now.
On Saturday, 29th of April, between 1:30 and 4:30. Oh, the cinnamon.
It's gone on my leg. Okay, here we go.
We've got a YMCA. Have a baby and children's new... Oh, man, I can't even say it. Baby and children's nearly new sales. Oh.
It great smells like Christmas. Here we go.
Go and do it. Whoa, Charlie, it's really
I don't like it.
Oh. 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 That is gross.
I've just had to...
Charlie almost threw up on there. This is a low, Charlie.
This is the low. My mouth tastes of...
I just swallowed.
You know those shops that just are full of like bath bombs and fragrance?
It tastes like Christmas.
My mouth tastes like that.
What's the next song, Charlie?
Belinda Carlisle.
On 104.2.
Playing Somerset's hits.
This is Sedgemoor FM.
That's Disciples with On My Mind on Sedgemoor FM. And this is Charlie with your Saturday evening show. Jason, you're here as well.
I am.
It's now time for us to partake in a moment of reflection.
Reflection.
A deep ponder. It's pause for thought. Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits.